Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Monday, May 13th, brought to you by The Broken Drum. The Broken Drum Bar brings you Bike Night. Hop on your bike and ride to The Broken Drum Monday nights all summer long. From 6 to 9, enjoy Bike Night specials on domestic bottles, cans, and rails. $3.75 Fireball and McGillicuddy's. $4 Busch Light Pounders. There's deals on domestic and import taps. And $2 off any burger basket of your choice. Bike Night at the Broken Drum. And you don't need two wheels to hang out for a great time. The Broken Drum Monday nights. Place to be from 6 to 9. It's Bike Night for 21 and older. Kick off the week the right way. Monday Night Bike Night at the Broken Drum across from Home of Economy in Grand Forks. All right, our weather today, sunshine. Looking at about 67 degrees. No, got a little bit of chilly this morning here. Grand Forks Police dispatched yesterday at about 7:40 p.m. for a two-vehicle accident involving a motorcycle and a car. Car was traveling northbound on South 20th Street when it attempted to make a left-hand turn into the Ben Franklin Elementary School parking lot. Tyler Power of Grand Forks, 33 years old, driving a motorcycle southbound on South 20th Street, and the motorcycle struck the right rear passenger side of the car, which was driven by Heather Whippler of Grand Forks. Both vehicles sustained disabling damage. There were no reported injuries on scene, though Power was transported by Altru Ambulance as a precaution. Power was placed under arrest for driving under the influence and cited for no liability insurance and unqualified operator. The accident investigation is ongoing. Grand Forks Police Department encourages anyone with information or who may have witnessed the incident to please contact them. Well, Grand Forks residents, it's your turn for cleanup week. City of Grand Forks says cleanup week will start today, run through May 17th. Now, during this time, you can put your unwanted items on the berm. Crews will be following the street maintenance schedule. Now, the city's website says your items have to be out by 7 a.m. on your street maintenance day. Even if your garbage is in the alley, spring cleanup items must be on the berm. Crews will not pick up items from the alleys. City asks you to leave at least 4 feet of space between your items you set out and any obstacles like trees or mailboxes. Glass items are asked to be separated into a different pile. Now, landfill hours have also been extended, according to the city's website. Grand Forks residents have to bring proof of residency, like a ID, utility bill, or et cetera, to bring items to the landfill for free during those hours. Well, Minnesota officially unfurled its new state flag atop the Capitol for the first time Saturday on Statehood Day. New flag and accompanying state seal were adopted to replace an old design that Native Americans said reminded them of painful memories of conquest and displacement. The new symbols eliminate an old state seal that features the image of a Native American riding off into the sunset while a white settler plows his field with a rifle at the ready. Seal was a key feature of the old flag. That's why there was pressure to change both. Now, officials didn't pick any of the most popular designs submitted online that included options like a loon, the state bird with lasers for eyes. Instead, the new design adopted in December features a dark blue shape resembling Minnesota on the left with a white 8-pointed North Star on it. On the right is a light blue field that those involved in the selection process symbolize the abundant waters that helped to find the land of 10,000 lakes. The new state seal features a loon amid wild rice. I don't think it looks anything like any of it. We've got more news for you right after this. Are you still putting off that project around the house that's been bugging you forever? Do you think you can wait until spring and call a contractor and have the work done ASAP? Well, good luck with that. Executive Properties has openings right now to get that project done. In fact, you can check out their Google reviews. Aaron says Chris and his team did a spectacular job on the damage to my aunt's garage and siding. Kept us up to date on the progress, and the finished product was amazing. Thank you for your professionalism and hard work. Hey, get that project done sooner than later. Call Executive Properties, 701-330-1273. Well, Liam and Olivia have for the fifth year topped the list of top baby names for brand new boys and girls in the United States, according to the Social Security Administration. Now, Liam has reigned supreme 7 years in a row, while Olivia has topped the girls' list for five after unseating Emma, previously number one, for 5 years. After Olivia, the most common names for girls are Emma, Charlotte, Amelia, Sophia, Mia, Isabella, Ava, Evelyn, and Luna. Now, after Liam, the most common names for boys are, in order, Noah, Oliver, James, Elijah, Mateo, Theodore, Henry, Lucas, and William. Mateo joins the top 10 baby list for the first time. The complete searchable list of baby names, by the way, is on the Social Security website. Finally, in sports, Denver Nuggets were far from done after dropping the first two games of the Western Conference semifinals at home in humbling fashion. Nikolai Jokic scored 16 of his 35 in the fourth. Aaron Gordon had 27. And the Nuggets won with a series-tying 115-107 victory over the Timberwolves last night in Game 4. Game 5 is back in Denver. That'll be Tuesday. Minnesota Twins beat Toronto 5-1 yesterday. Now they're just a half a game out of first place. Twins have today off, host the Yankees tomorrow night at 6:40. High school baseball today has East Grand Forks Sacred Heart of Black Duck. That game's at 4:30. High school track today at Cushman Field with both Grand Forks Central and Grand Forks Red River boys golf teams are in Wahpeton. And that is your morning update, brought to you this morning by EyeSight Drone Services. What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields. Unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you? Well, we're going to be talking about an upcoming fundraiser for artist Ben Breen at 11 o'clock today. Ben's brother Chuck, in fact, will be in the studio along with cousin Brian Gorno to get all the info about this fundraiser for Ben that's coming up soon. So make sure to tune in, all right? And make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us. You know, the Forks are awesome. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.